Hey, welcome to Stack Chart Spotlight. We're your hosts, Steve Taylor and Garrett Brown from Channel Program. Garrett, I know you mentioned it last week, but can you remind everybody what we have coming up in just a few short weeks?
Yeah, man. Welcome, everybody. We had an M&A growth show in Chicago, the 14th. It's free to attend. Basically, there's going to be two M&A panels. One's going to be like a talk on key considerations, valuations, and challenges, your MSP. And these people, if you're looking to sell, want to learn how, to build your MSP, the way to sell. Also learn about revenue best practices, kind of in conjunction with that, for that growth. And then you're also going to have a handful of vendors, M&A, all kinds of people. You're going to have a handful of people that you're going to have opportunity to talk with and get to know better. Because I can tell you firsthand, networking is one of the most critical aspects in the M&A space, and just knowing people and staying in touch. So it's also about networking. So check it out. It's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Well, if you guys haven't noticed, I'm trying something a little different today. In fact, I'm just going to roll this chair out of the way. I got one of these. I got some dust on it, but I got one of these nice little standing mats. I'm going to stand today, guys. And if it looks like I'm walking, it's because I'm walking in place, because I need to do something.
I'll send you I have a walking treadmill, and I'll send you one of them. You check it out. But
I'll check it out.
It's good for you.
Well, today's Stack Chart Spotlight is threat intelligence and detection. And the category, it's continuing to grow thanks to the evolving cyber landscape. I'll be honest, it feels like every few weeks we got a new cybersecurity platform that's being released. We do have two chart toppers, as you can see. We've got Netrix here, and then we've got MSP Easy Tools, and then we've got a bunch of other platforms: Vade, Zorus, Qualys, Risk Profiler, Total, Perch. So lots and lots of threat intelligence and detection platforms. MSP Easy Tools is a platform that focuses on Microsoft 365. Garrett, that's like a huge attack vector, man.
Man, yeah, it's huge. Yeah. Dude, one of the things about MSP Easy Tools, just kind of a side note, they're very interesting because they're not cloud-based. They're desktop-based. So there's no login on the cloud and everything. So they use a tool on your desktop. So it's really interesting.
Well, that's really cool. So let's see here. Netrix and Vade, they have some comprehensive threat intelligence and detection capabilities based on the information I can find on their websites. They've got features that span email security, user behavior analytics, threat hunting, and automated response. Netrix's ability to detect threats across Active Directory, file systems, and cloud environments, and then Vade's use of generative AI to detect advanced spear phishing attacks are notable differentiators. Do you have anything that you want to add to that?
Networks and Vade and all those guys, if you're looking at this category as a whole, I mean, threat intelligence just spreads. There's all sorts of vectors: email, DNS filtering, domain control. I mean, whatever it is, but these guys are doing are definitely hitting areas of the stack that are going to be used. So I think it's is definitely worth taking a look at this general category: threat intelligence and detection, because it could definitely help sort of spot those gaps of different areas they're being targeted.
And then MSP Easy Tools, like I said earlier, they may offer some threat detection for MSPs. I don't have enough detail from their website to fully compare their capabilities to Netrix and Vade, though.
Yeah, it's there's a difference between the two in terms of how you engage. But you know, they're not completely different or anything like that. They have like they watch policies and you know they try to protect of like, hey, you know, email forwarding's been changed, you know, you'll get updates on that. So they're definitely networks is cloud based and you know, they do a lot of that. But MSP Easy Tools, they do a lot of things from the desktop, as I said earlier. So it's sort of one of those the delivery is a little different. And it's very interesting. I think MSP Easy Tools probably targets, and I may be wrong, so anybody out there can correct me, but I think they target more of a like your cloud services partner account, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. Like if you get hacked on there, you don't get an update, you'll get it from MSP Easy Tools. But check it out. It's a whole different, yeah, but they're both very good. Both of them are.
Very cool. All right, time for a feature spotlight. Netrix. They've got a lot of like products within their platform. One of the products they have I found is called Stealth Intercept. It can detect and respond to file system threats like ransomware, abnormal user behavior, data exfiltration attempts, and lateral movement. It can also detect Active Directory threats like golden ticket attacks, DC sync, and password spraying. I'll be honest, man. I got out of the MSP game before cybersecurity was really like the forefront. I don't know what I just said. What? Can you tell me what is a golden ticket attack? Because isn't a golden ticket when the CEO gets fired and he gets a big payout, or is that a golden suitcase?
Golden parachute. The golden ticket is Willy Wonka. Okay. You know, but, yeah. So I don't know. The biggest nutshell for the golden ticket is basically like it's based on Kerberos. They get the password hash, you know, for the account, because it's a special account in the Active Directory, and it's responsible for like creating those Kerberos tickets. So mm-hmm. with the golden ticket, when they get the hash, they can basically they can create, you know, Kerberos tickets. You know, they're fake, but it gives them unrestricted access to the AD the domain. And then the thing about them is they're you could almost say they're undetectable, and they can just persist indefinitely. And it just basically once you're in, you can basically move laterally across the network. And if I remember correctly, I think one of the you can't fix them until you I think it was like you do a password rotation like twice. Of the corporate, yeah. So, but yeah, it's a pretty big one, you know. So it's kind of one of those things where, you know. But that's it's been a while since I've heard that, but I remember, you know, that was when we were doing a lot of on-prem AD stuff. So you know, that was Kerberos was,
Up in your face. I did some research, so I mean, I've never said these words before, but I at least do research before. Before we come on here and do this. So DC sync attacks, these are attacks that allow an adversary to simulate the behavior of a domain controller and retrieve password hashes and other data via domain replication. That sounds bad. And then password spraying. You know, I guess I never really thought about what password spraying was because that is one I've heard before. But that's when you use a few commonly used passwords and try it across a whole slew of users. That way you don't get like one user locked out for too many attempts. Mm-hmm. I never thought of that. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's why the dark web is integral to the password spraying. That's why people are like, oh, come on, you know, I'm just now. How do they know it? You know, they don't, they just pack it in and put it out, and whatever comes back, you know? So, yeah, it's the whole point of it.
Yeah. So, hey, to summarize it, golden ticket attacks, DC sync, password spraying, they're all dangerous techniques for gaining unauthorized access to systems and data. So defending against them requires a multi-layered approach. That's why everyone always says cybersecurity is like an onion. You're going to need preventive policies, active monitoring, and incident response capabilities. Adopting a zero-trust security posture and advanced threat detection solutions can help mitigate the risks of these attack types. All right. Well, you know what? Now it's time for the MSP Buyer's Guide. We're going to get some sound effects eventually once we get the budget for sound effects.
Yeah. You want me to do it in the meantime? Like,
I was thinking like pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. I'll get my hearing aid out and be like, beep, beep. You know, we do that. Yeah.
Well, here are some key considerations for MSPs. Whether you're a CEO or an operations manager, doesn't matter who you are, but when you research threat intelligence and detection platforms, keep these things in mind. Number one, make sure you've got comprehensive threat coverage. Look for one or more platforms that provide a wide range of threat intelligence, including strategic, operational, and tactical intelligence. The platform should cover various threat types like malware, phishing, ransomware, DDoS attacks, and more.
Add to that, but the integrations capabilities, I mean, I think everybody in the mother knows in the space, the integrations is what we do because it helps the automation. But this particular thing, it's like threat intelligence, like, you know, after 9/11, FBI, CIA, you know, all the data was siloed. So it's the same sort of thing. No disrespect for anybody out there, what I just said, but it is one of those things where intelligence is actionable when it's all together and you can create a picture. So the integrations are very critical, you know, because, you know, one system may be able to ingest much stuff and sort of say, hey, here's something you didn't really spot. So absolutely be asking about that.
Absolutely. And you want to make sure that the data is timely and accurate too. You want to make sure that the platform provides up-to-date, relevant, accurate threat data. If it's outdated or irrelevant, that can lead to false positives and missed threats. So make sure you've got a platform that's got regular updates and data validation.
One thing I would probably add to that is maybe customization, you know, the flexibility to get the alerts you need, but like what it is you need, specific, you know, stuff like around security and different threats or like, you know, those different tailored reports. So that's a big one too, because, you know, one set of data always coming in may not be the best data you need in the moment, that week. So it's always nice to be able to have that flexibility to customize.
Yeah. And then collaboration and sharing. Look for features that facilitate sharing threat intelligence across teams and with external partners. A centralized platform with secure sharing capabilities enhances the coordination and response.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing too, and you know, it's not as big these days, but there are some where you want to make sure that they're automating the data processing. You know, it's like they're ingesting it for you. You know, but that for the most part, that a lot of that is either native, they're already looking into a platform with the data, or they're ingesting it somewhere. So that's the automation of that is a no-brainer. You know.
So I'm going to skip ahead because we never have time to get through all of these, but there are some red flags that you should watch out for. Make sure you're watching out for this. Lack of transparency and data sources and analysis methods, absence of third-party audits or security certifications, over-promising results without substantiation, focusing solely on data volume rather than quality and relevance.
Yeah, that's the real one right
there. To provide customer references or case studies. And the biggest thing that I want to say as a red flag is any platform that says they're going to provide like 100% protection, like that's a big red flag. because I think there's no platform out there that's going to provide 100% protection, and I think that's misleading.
It's very misleading, but it's also when I've heard that from some vendors out there, I think a lot of them kind of like, oh no, but that's just, I'm like, it's just sales. It's just a sales thing.
It is.
At that point, marketing.
And I get it. Like, you know, marketing has a job to do, and marketing doesn't always align with what engineering has in mind, right? The engineers, the guys that are making the software, the product managers, those are the guys that really know how this software works. And if they're the ones saying that this is 100% guaranteed, you won't have any problems, then worry. If it's just marketing stuff out there, I think we've all learned to take marketing content with a grain of salt, right? I mean, there's a reason that, you know, you see ads, whether, and I'm not even talking for cybersecurity, you see an ad for a Big Mac and it's the most beautiful sandwich you've ever seen, but it's not real. It's, you know, it's all, they put like cardboard pieces in between every item, so that way it stacks up bigger. So like, I get it. Marketing has fluff, and you know, take the marketing stuff you see out there with a grain of salt. There's a platform out there that says transform into an MSSP in a day. I think that's marketing being a little overzealous, but I do think that on the flip side, engineering has probably made a fantastic product that helps MSPs really focus on cybersecurity.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it's just too many people say they can be 100% on something. And if that was the case, we wouldn't have much threat. Threats overhanging our head. Government would be all over your technology. It's just so... that's definitely a red flag.
Yeah. Well, hey, that is all the time we have for this week's Stack Chart Spotlight. Don't miss next week when we review peer groups. That's going to be a good one, man.
Yes.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye. Bye.